FNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media Station, ESPN, 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Got something a little new for you. It's going to be a three-day real-world Halo event. It's coming to Houston this weekend. Go beyond the game and enter a real-world Halo experience. So caller number, let's say, 5. At 8:10. Caller 5 at 8:10, 713-780-3776 wins a pair of tickets to the Halo Outpost Discovery Houston this Friday, August 16th at the George R. Brown Convention Center, or get your tickets now at HaloOutpostDiscovery.com. A real world Halo event.
Huge. Yeah.
So I feel like people are going to be dressed up like Master Chief and shooting at people.
Yeah, what is it, like a paintball or a laser?
I'm not sure.
I hope it's not them. Halo? I don't want real live Halo action.
Yeah,
do we?
Well, it'll be confined.
I think that's what we get every day at malls.
Yeah, that's a... got really dark. It's at George R. Brown.
So it'll be too close to what's really happening in the world.
They actually got rid of... they actually either pushed back or canceled the release of a movie. It was about humans hunting humans.
Oh, no.
Like... the elites would
see, we don't need this.
The elites would kidnap people. I don't know what it is. I have to look at it to explain the Halo thing. But in this movie, they would.
Oh yeah.
The elites would kidnap poor people, and then they would put them in this hunting ground and pretend like they're in like Texas or Mississippi, but they're actually like in a foreign country, and they would hunt them down.
Didn't
and they had to cancel.
They had
the release.
To cancel the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it was too close. This is too close.
Yeah, I'm not
Do we
sure.
We really
what it
want
is.
People walk around with fake. Machine guns in George R. Brown?
Well, it wasn't really machine guns. It's like a space thing. I'm not sure what they're doing.
Yeah, I'd rather they have like fake mega blasters
than I think that's what it is.
Real guns.
How about...
like, I would rather they go play pretend.
How about lightsabers?
They have done that. Have you seen that thing? That's becoming a trend in New York City now.
What?
Where guys are pulling up on each other, and it looks like they're about to fight.
And then they
whip out...
Lightsabers.
And they just have a little fun.
2019 is just too...
it's too awesome.
It's the worst.
Why? It's the best right now.
805 ESPN 97.5 7378037776. We got to talk about the schedules, but let's get Marcus in here. He wants to talk on the radio about his Texans. What do you say, Marcus?
What's up, guys?
How you doing?
Hey, I think I read that the Texans aren't pursuing Trent Williams anymore. That's true, and my thoughts on it is that we really need to go all in, especially with Luck possibly being out for a little while, and we might be able to, you know, make a run at this division again. What do y'all think? I'm going to hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Well, they started, 1-5 last year?
Yep.
They started very poorly, and they still whooped our ass, Texans' ass, in the playoff game. I'm not wishing. I mean, I like Oliver a lot, and so, I mean, he's going to be a thorn. I mean, it was just like Peyton was a thorn in the Texans' side forever. This is Andrew. They go from Peyton Manning to Andrew Luck, and he's had his health issues. I don't think this one is going to – if it's a high ankle sprain, Jim Irsay didn't know what the hell he was talking about. He was calling it in a bone. It's not the Achilles. Apparently, the calf issue made it something about his ankle now, or a high ankle deal. So, you know, I don't know. I don't want to see Andrew Luck when the Texans play him, but I don't think this is going to be like the shoulder that kept him out the whole season.
Yeah.
And Chris Ballard downplayed it.
It is strange, though, that the calf injury turns into an ankle issue, and stuff like that on your base... if it lingers, it's a lot harder to overcome, man, if your base is all jacked up.
Well, I think Kevin Durant was a warning for everybody involved with a calf or whatever. So he's a cautionary tale. So you know what they're going to do? And they did that with, you know, there was a chance that Andrew Luck could come back with the shoulder, and they said, nah, Ballard is very cautious with that dude.
Yeah.
Whereas Gregson was like, get out there and play. We got to win.
Hey, what's the point of having a shoulder if you're not going to use it?
Well,
right. Go.
The reason I can't use it is because you asked me to use it too much the last time. Yeah. Just to clear something up, the Halo thing is more like a Halo amusement park.
Oh,
like they're going to have so many attractions. And as far as the actual gameplay, it's like laser tag. If you ever play, it'll be similar to that. So it'll be a 3-day event, Halo and George Arkham Brown. Like they brought an amusement park to George
Arkham
Brown.
That's pretty dope. If it's a huge hall of laser tag.
There's laser tag. I'm down. You can play the game itself, obviously with your computer. It's going to be a lot of stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't even know what Halo is.
It's a video game.
Okay.
Computer game. Caller, like we said before, caller 5 at 8:10. Caller 5 at 8:10.
8:10. Caller number 5. All right, so this is so weird. On the same day that the Rockets schedule comes out, the Astros schedule comes out for next year.
Yeah.
The Rockets start in three months?
3 months, October 24th.
And the Astros start in 6 or 7 months?
Yeah.
Whatever.
They're currently ongoing right now.
8 months?
Yeah.
What the hell?
It's another huge misstep by Major League Baseball not thinking about the big picture, right? By the way, there's no buildup to it. I had no idea, okay? And we work in this industry. I'm on Twitter all the time. I had zero idea that Major League Baseball was going to be releasing schedules for teams for next year. There was no buildup. The NBA, we all knew, Monday, hey, the schedule's coming out. They already gave us a little carrot. They're like, hey.
It was Christmas.
Guess what's on Christmas? Yeah. Guess what's on, hey,
well,
you want some
and
MLK?
Look how they build it. They start with Christmas. And then we work out.
Yeah.
Let's build the, okay, opening night, Christmas. These are the most important dates. Let's make sure we get our best games. Major League Baseball, whatever. Angels or Astros. And by the way, the Astros are going to start open up at home finally, which would so stupid after they win the title that they're on the road in Tampa the next year.
Yeah.
So stupid. I mean, what the hell? What is with the hurry? Last year it was September. August? What was it yesterday? The 13th? August 13th? You're letting out the schedule?
August 12th. It was on Monday. It leaked on Monday afternoon.
They gave a little.
No, they gave the whole thing on Monday afternoon before the NBA schedule.
My goodness.
The entire thing was out.
Why?
Because it makes no sense.
That's right, because they were talking on the broadcast yesterday.
Yeah, because Major League Baseball. Look, the NBA schedule release thing wasn't always a huge thing. Like, the schedule will come out, and you go, okay, cool, my team's playing this. Yeah. It was never a huge thing. You know why it became a huge thing? Because the NBA made it a big thing.
Right.
The NBA put in the resources. They started putting marquee matchups, and the NBA offseason has become more interesting than the actual season sometimes, right, because of all the news. So it was a slow burn. It eventually got there. Major League Baseball is taking no steps to make it a thing. They're just like, oh, yeah, August 12th, here you go. Here's next year's schedule. And I get it that the Major League Baseball schedule, because it is bigger, it's never been one of those things that, oh, the schedule's out. I got to look at it. It's a bigger schedule, so it's not as exciting. I get that. But at some point, you've got to play into the fact that you need to make it a bigger thing.
Yeah.
You need to make it a bigger thing in the offseason so people actually get excited about your sport.
Major League Baseball is so stupid.
Well, they don't.
So stupid.
They don't schedule games around things that would get people excited.
No.
So the Astros are playing the Yankees in
the final month, right?
In May. No, I'm just saying.
Is it April or May?
No, I haven't seen. I'm just saying.
It's April. No, they play the Red Sox and Yankees here in like a 2-week period in April or May.
Yeah, I was saying hypothetically, baseball should be able to rule the summer. You should be putting your big series around holidays.
Or down the stretch.
They don't do it. So
Yankees Astros in September would be like, oh,
it
totally
might be for
sweet.
Home field advantage.
That's right.
So we can talk about how baseball can do things to highlight their game, but if they don't even get into the brick and mortar of scheduling things around, you know, holidays or down the stretch where people will be excited, what does it matter how they release it? They're just releasing
they
it
do
like
have.
Any other schedule.
So the Astros and Yankees do face each other in the final week of the season. There's a 4-game set.
In New York?
In New York.
Oh, well done.
Yeah. So they actually do have that, but again.
And they did that with the Red Sox a couple of years ago, remember? The 4-game series in Boston, and then they played, well, in 17. They played the next week as well in the divisional round.
And that shouldn't be. That should be for everybody. You can kind of forecast particularly in baseball, who the good teams are going to be from year to year, probably better than you can do in a lot of the other sports.
Yes. Why wouldn't you absolutely can.
Why wouldn't you just, all right, Yankees, Astros, late in September, Yankees, Astros, July 4th, that time, Labor Day, whatever it needs to be, Memorial Day, whatever. Put it around the holidays and then do it for the Dodgers and whoever their rival is, whether it be the Giants or someone else.
Here's the deal is, too. Well, but they're stupid because 4th of July, the Astros were off this year. That's so stupid. But here's what they might say. Like, I thought, you know, have playoff. Well, put Astros-Dodgers an opener so that people are excited. Oh, my God, baseball's here. Look at this. Look at this matchup. Kershaw against Verlander on opening day. Oh, my gosh. I got to see this as opposed to Astros in Tampa. Who gives a rat? But they'll say, opening day's going to sell out anyway, boys. Don't be stupid. You're going to sell out anyway. Yankees, Astros, or Dodgers, Astros. I put that in the middle of the week, and we'll get people out to the ballpark on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday.
That's such, and that's I counter with Major League Baseball. That's such small thinking.
It really is.
It's not about. This isn't a money
make
issue.
It a big event.
This is about garnering attention in the actual sports landscape for once, that people actually care enough to watch. When was the last time you watched an opening day game not involving your team because a matchup was intriguing? That would be a no for me. It's been a long time. There's nothing intriguing about other teams in Major League Baseball.
And this year's opening day, there were only two teams that were both playoff teams, Colorado and Arizona, that faced each other on opening day. Every other matchup was a playoff team against a crap team.
And it's already hard enough to get excited about the schedule because, you know, there's so many games. When you have opportunities to rule, is it always that – when was opening day? Was it Thursday? Do we remember what day it was?
Opening day?
Yeah.
It's Monday.
It's always Monday?
Yeah.
Okay, because usually it's...
Oh, you know, no. It used to be Monday. Maybe it's not anymore.
I don't think they want it coinciding with the national title game.
Well, no. Was it? Opening day was in Japan.
Yeah, but actual opening day that we all
consider. American opening day.
Yeah, maybe it was Thursday this year.
Something? That's, well, I don't know why they do that, but for whatever. If you're going to put it on Thursday, get people excited about your sport.
Yeah.
Do something.
I mean, you got... Yeah, absolutely. All right, 8:15 ESPN 97.5. We got a winner? A Halo winner?
Okay, we do. Good. I didn't know how
Who's
many.
The nerd?
I don't know. Oh, I have his name. I don't know if I want to.
You're going to out him? You're going to out that? Nerd!
Well,
nerd!
I didn't know how many people wanted to do it, so I only gave a caller 5. We have another giveaway at 9 for it as well, so be ready for that if you want to go be a nerd at George R. Brown over the weekend.
Possible theory, baseball puts their schedule out now because teams in playoff contention are trying to sell season tickets using playoff ticket access as the hook, and you can't sell season tickets without a schedule. Yes, you could.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you could.
They're season tickets. Guess what? You're going to have a guarantee. I'm going to guarantee you 81 games.
Yeah, you're not selling like a 15-game package, and then you want to know the games.
If it was the Northeast package, I agree. If that was what you were pushing, like, hey, look, we got the Red Sox and Yankees coming at this point, buy your mini plans right now, I would agree. Season tickets... No, it's not because of season tickets.
Yeah. I mean, you can still buy. You got to buy season
tickets.
Guess
what? Yeah.
If you're an Astro fan, are we still in the AL next year? Then I know at some point I'm going to see the Yankees and the Red Sox if I buy season tickets.
And even if you're the Twins.
Well, you could say, you could do it like the Texans do. You'll play, you know who they play next year? They play the National League East. That's who they play.
Or that too.
Yeah. Either we got you're going to see the Mets or something. You know, you're going to see National League teams. That's what you're going to do. National League East teams. 8:16 ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, that didn't take long. They amended the Rich Paul rule. So NCAA said to be an agent, you had to have a 4-year college degree. No, you don't. Not anymore.
No. Agent.
Agent.
Hashtag more than an agent.
it was a stupid rule. If Oliver was there, see, they don't. They just like, okay, let's do that. Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Well, guess what? You'll probably get sued for it.
Yeah.
Are you telling me I can't make money because I didn't go to college? Really? And so they amended it and said, no, if you are approved, certified by the NBA, then you're cool.
Yeah. Sorry.
In good standing with the NBA. Okay.
Like, so, don't sue us, please.
Yeah. So, and Rich Paul, I mean, just think these things out. Is it amazing, though? Like, some of the things that, like, people market, and you're like, was no one there to tell you guys not to do that?
Mm-hmm. It does give you an insight to, like, what, the way they think. You're like, dude, seriously, do you not understand that you might not have meant it this way, but you're targeting a very specific group of people that don't have the resources to get to college, but they have the hustle and the grind, and yeah, they make it eventually. And like, you're targeting these people, and it might not be like, hey, we got to make sure people that can't afford education don't get into this industry. But that's what it is. Huh. Like, you're not thinking this through, and subconsciously or whatever it may be, you target people, you alienate people for no reason.
It's just not, I don't say rational, but it's just not logic. It's just, oh, well, they fixed it.
Gives you a quick insight.
But you would think that, like, these educated people, yeah, wouldn't need to have to fix it. You would think they would have talked it all through.
Yep, which just shows you, and it goes to Rich Paul's point, like in that op-ed, just because you have an education doesn't mean you are, you're correct.
Right, or not a scumbag.
Or not a scumbag.
Actually, there are a lot of scumbags that went to college.
In fact, you learn how to become a better scumbag.
You can. You absolutely can.
You learn about how.
You absolutely can become a better scumbag.
Yeah. Hey, so, here's how you don't get caught.
Right. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5.
We didn't even talk about the Rocket schedule, by the way.
Okay. What do you think?
Good. Did you see the numbers out there regarding back-to-backs? That was a huge concern for the NBA. So they focused on it. 5 years ago, they really tried to take out back-to-back. They listened to their players, and the players said, look, these back-to-backs, you're not getting the best quality product. You're not. So they said, all right, but look, we're going to have to put some in. It's impossible. The amount of time that we have, the venues that we have to put back-to-backs in, but we're going to limit it. So it dropped from, I believe the number was 18.4 to now 11.6. That's the average back-to-backs that you'll have in the NBA. So they've made this like effort of, we'll figure this out. We're listening to you. And also on ABC games, on the marquee games, no team will be playing a back-to-back. So when you play on TV, you're going to be as fresh as possible during the season. So like, those are my biggest takeaways by the NBA. In terms of the Rockets, you know, look, your first chance, you play the Bucks, you get a chance to look at this team, and you're going to be playing a well-oiled machine. So everyone relax. It might not look that great, but we saw it the first time that Chris Paul and James Harden opened the season against the champs. They went in there and beat them.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it'll be fun. It's going to be nice. Chris Paul, game three. Everyone should be cheering. It's okay. Chris Paul died for Russell Westbrook.
What kind of reception will Chris Paul get? Here.
It'll be a positive one.
You think?
I think so. Chris, look, you were a hamstring away. I get it. The season after that didn't go the way it did. But because of Chris Paul being traded, you got Russell Westbrook.
He and James hug before the game?
No. They'll do a, okay, look, the cameras are watching. They'll do a fist pump.
Oh, I think they'll. They'll do a
fist bump.
I'm going hug.
No.
Yes. I'm going hug.
I don't know.
Just to show that no, all that was wrong, which it wasn't.
Will Russell get jealous?
Which it wasn't.
Will Westbrook get jealous?
No.
He won't get. Excuse me. I thought you were over her.
How many points will Chris Paul score here in that first game?
16.
I like the number.
Fresh.
I like that number.
You think Russell Westbrook's going to go out of his way to just demolish Chris Paul?
I think so. And as athletic as he is. Yeah, how many times are you going to run? How many will Russ score in that game?
Triple-double for sure. Triple-double for sure.
I'm going to go over 25.
See, I don't think Chris Paul guards Russell Westbrook. I mean,
think they hide him on
PJ Tucker or Eric Gordon.
Yeah, PJ Tucker's not an offensive threat aside outside the corner. Just put him on PJ Tucker.
Yeah.
Well, then how many will PJ go out for?
His same 10.
Yeah, he'll just hit a couple threes.
He's just
going
to shoot some corner threes. He's not going to beat Chris Paul off the dribble. Not his game.
Yeah, he'll have a nice rebound put back.
But it's not his game because he's not facing Chris Paul every day.
James and Russ ain't throwing the ball in PJ and backing off and go get him, PJ. Unless they really hate Chris Paul. Why would Russell Westbrook hate Chris Paul?
That's my favorite.
Westbrook wouldn't, but James will actually give up the ball.
And the first time PJ Tucker misses or doesn't beat Chris Paul off the dribble, he's going to look at PJ. Man, you can't beat anyone off the dribble. He'll talk to him like he talked to Chris Paul.
Will they
attack him.
Yeah. Try to get a mismatch, James on Chris Paul?
If OKC is smart, now they probably won't care as much because it's a regular season, but watch what Golden State would do, how they would try to hide Steph. They would make switches off the ball with their defenders because they would know the Rockets are trying to pull him out there to attack him. But it probably won't happen the regular season because it's a regular season. But if they were really into it, we're not going to let you do that. We're not going to let you attack Chris Paul.
That's my favorite, when you're playing ball and you know you have a mismatch and you have the matchup you want, you go, work him. Just work him. It's so demeaning.
Yeah.
You're like, work him. And the guy's like, hey, I'm just here in a rec league. You don't have to talk like that. Work him. That's what I yell at people.
Yeah.
Work him. He can't guard you. You're like, damn. Actually, you know what? I shouldn't say that.
That's why I stopped playing basketball, because I was that guy.
Every time you were on
work
somebody,
him.
Work him. Work him. Go eat. It's okay. Work him, John.
I'm just here trying to get cardio.
Yeah.
Why am I being assaulted?
I'm just out here with a headband on.
Yeah. I'm a capable player, too.
These high knee socks.
Look, I know my limitations.
That's all. What am
work
I
him. Why he am can't I, guard you.
I'm looking like Kurt Rambis out here and you guys are giving
if you look like Kurt Rambis, they will attack you.
Yeah, they will.
Go out there in a t-shirt and some shorts. Man, I'm trying to get some cardio in. I got a 3 o'clock meeting. This is just a lunch basketball game. Why am I getting attacked?
I don't want to run on the treadmill today. You guys are younger players. You're supposed to be working me.
Oh my God.
Work him. I'm a big man on the perimeter.
Hey.
I think we all know what's about to happen. You don't have to point it out like that and demean me.
Listen, I'm backing off. Just take the three.
Bitch can't guard you.
I would do that the entire time.
Yeah.
All right, just shoot the ball.
Yeah,
I'm out of here trying to move my feet against you. Yeah. Just shoot the ball.
Just go.
828 ESPN 97.5 7-3-7-8-0-3-7-7-6. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John Rahelindell. Lance not here. Took day off. Another day off.
Look at Lance. I think I'm going to take some days off.
I'm working on getting Dana Holgorsen on this morning with us.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is he going to throw shade? Why don't you get him on tomorrow? Let him throw shade at Major on Throw Shade Thursday.
We're also, I think we're getting Mike Mattisau. Poker. You guys don't know who Mike Mattisau is.
Dude,
big poker player. He is.
The way he played that Queen Jack in the final hand, that is legendary.
You don't know anything about it. You're just making stuff up.
Does he wear?
You can't fool me like I fooled you. Making stuff up.
No, you were fake news. You're what our president is fighting.
No.
You made up fake numbers to get your point across.
Did he not swallow it whole, though?
Yeah. You act
he
like.
He took it all?
That's awful.
Hey.
You acted like someone calls you Fredo.
Turns out, by the way, my dude Chris Cuomo, he called himself Fredo on a radio interview.
When?
There was a story this morning I saw.
Really?
Yeah.
So he called himself Fredo?
Yeah.
But wait a minute.
That's where that started?
Hey, but I can use it. You can't.
Did he call himself Fredo like years ago and that's where it started? Or he called himself Fredo today?
I don't know. I just saw the headline. I was too lazy to click.
Oh, so maybe it's another fake news story that you're
propagating. No, it was on the New York. It was on the New York Daily News, I think. Mm-hmm. Or the Post, one
fake
of those.
Fake news.
Yeah, look it up.
You look it up.
I don't care enough to look it up.
I don't care enough either.
I was just trying to make a little small talk with you guys. Because you guys love this story so much.
Sounds like you're giving us fake news.
I love this story because he's such a douche. He is a douche. I know somebody that has met him and said he just thinks he just is such a douchebag. And he, I think he proved it. Now, he's a big dude.
I ain't calling him no douchebag.
Well, he is somebody that you know what? Oh, well, let's go. Let's go, Chris Cuomo.
Okay,
here you want go. Him to wreck your S?
No, that's what he said.
Throw
I'll
you
wreck
down
your
some
S.
steps or whatever he said.
Right, I'll throw you down them steps. Okay.
Throw me
and
down
then
them
guess
steps.
What? I own the whole Cuomo empire.
That's why. Well, his empire. That's why he said.
Dude's got money.
So you can sue?
What do you think? That's yeah, so I can sue.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, he said, you're not my
doing
that.
Go ahead, tough
that.
Guy. No, go ahead, Fredo.
What he said, hit me first so I can beat your ass. I'm
no,
not going to hit
go
you
ahead,
first.
Fredo.
No, Chris Cuomo, as allegedly out of his mind that he was like, I ain't gonna hit you first, though.
Yeah, you're right.
So he was in the right enough mind to be like, if you hit me first, I'll beat your ass. But I'm not gonna hit you first. He knew enough of that.
Yeah.
So maybe he was just putting on a performance.
Okay, so it was in a radio interview on 9th. Okay, here we go. It's Cuomo was interviewed by Curtis Sliwa.
I think that's
Sliwa. I don't know how you say his name on his AM 970 radio show.
When? How long ago?
January 2010.
So he caught himself. And they caught on to that from 9 years ago?
Wow. People just...
He goes, who am I then? Fredo?
Yeah. You're Fredo. They're showing Tua here. Del, will you be happy if the Dolphins get Tua next year?
Tank for Tua.
I'm not as enthralled with Tua as other people are.
No, I'm not either. In big no. games, well... except
And he's apparently... he's
other than that Georgia throw? Well,
yeah. I mean, he led the comeback, which is great, but I guess as you might imagine, when teams get better, his performances dip, but they dip to a level where you're like, he ain't number one pick good.
To be fair, he has no talent around him.
Yeah. You're right about that.
There's
talent. I got to take that into account.
You got to take into account.
It's not as if he walks on the field every day with the best talent imaginable.
To be fair, Tua's playing. Look, he's at a small school.
Well,
he's the guy.
And they're like, well, he doesn't throw any completions. Well, he's got the best offensive line. Yeah. He's got the best freaking receivers who are wide open all the time. Then now they're just showing Tua interceptions here.
He's actually going to take a step back. Like, the coaching staff is going to be worse next year in the NFL for him than it is currently at Alabama.
Well, Steve Sarkisian, his offensive coordinator, a guy who had some time in the NFL. I am interested only because Tua is going, we've talked about it, going away from the RPO, and a lot of his stuff was, this Jerry Jeudy's wide open. I don't have to make a progression. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just throw the ball to him. Sarkisian would like a more pro-style progression offense. Now, the guys might be open on that first progression anyway, so it might not matter so much, but it will be a bit of adjustment from the RPO. I'm sure they'll still be part of the offense, but it'll be a little different, so I'm interested in that. But no, to your question, I'm not all that in on Tua. He's not. We found out that being less than the prototype size isn't a big deal anymore. But, I mean, if Jordan Love's available and he has a good year, 6'4", 225, athletic as hell, I'd be like, that guy's nice too. And it doesn't have to be Tua. There are going to be multiple probably top five quarterbacks this year.
Well,
it doesn't have to be Tua.
It'll be a fun draft finally.
Well, somebody put out a top 25 list and didn't have Jordan Love on it. And Bruce Feldman was like, what?
Exactly.
Del no started Jordan it, though. Love? Del, you should write a story and be the first one to actually put it into words.
Should we?
I'm not the first guy.
Should we be excited about this college football season?
Yes.
But, I mean, is it a foregone conclusion Clemson wins this thing?
I don't know about that, only because...
Is this like Golden State NBA?
Well, it was a foregone conclusion Alabama was winning it until they didn't last year.
Yeah. Now, and, like, midway through the season... Remember, the numbers that they were putting up were like, oh, it's Alabama.
And they were one Jalen Hurts saving, I don't know, return from not even getting to the playoff. Or at least, well, they might have got in because they were Alabama, but they could have lost in the SEC title game. So, yeah, get excited. Now, Clemson's biggest issue, at least if you are against the whole Clemson wins again, is they literally have no one in their way but A&M to start the year. Yeah. Unless some team in the ACC surprises all of us, it's A&M as their biggest threat. And that's it.
But then, specifically with the CFP, whoever gets in, like let's say it's Bama again or Georgia gets in, that's your team to win it. LSU, maybe, Oklahoma, Texas, whoever it is. That first round game, yeah, you have all the time to get ready. It's going to be a fun game. It might be a blowout, actually. But it's that second game where you only have a less than a week to get ready. Game plans are different. Guys are a little sore. Who knows what happens? There's a chance to pull the upset.
Yeah.
So yeah, you should be interested. It's still an intriguing season.
And I think partly because we're not so sure who 3 and 4 are. Like you could,
yeah,
you could point to Oklahoma last year and even they lost a game and say, actually, you couldn't even point to Oklahoma because we didn't know about Kyler. But I don't think 3 and 4 are so clear cut.
I'll go find predictions from last year.
Best team in college football.
CFP predictions.
Who do you have? Who's your 4?
I don't know.
That you'll find out next week on Dell's new podcast.
Am I making? I guess I do.
You should open with a prediction.
I think Clemson, 2 SEC, and
who do you think is the second SEC team?
Or I think it's Georgia and Bama.
Okay.
And I think the winner. I think the loser of the SEC championship.
And
game
I'm not
goes.
Sure where the now. To be fair, last year the two other teams were OU and Notre Dame. So it's surely traditional powers. I'm not sure where you find a fourth team that's a clear cut favorite to make the CFP. I don't think you can find one clearer than the Pac-12. There is no second ACC team. I guess it's people think the Ohio State Michigan winner, but Ohio State still has questions at quarterback. Now Justin Fields is the alleged starter because he transferred there, but we just saw in Miami apparently that doesn't matter so much. So I don't know.
Here, Dell, here you go, John. As the 2018 season gets underway, so this was last year, here were some of the teams that were the final four. Alabama, Clemson, Washington, Wisconsin was a hot pick last year. Penn State was a hot pick. Michigan got in. I'm looking at other schools. Michigan State, there's an appearance there. Adnan Verk had Penn State and Washington in. So, yeah, like it was a toss-up last year
I think
after the first two.
Yeah, the first two may dissuade people from caring because, oh, no, it's going to be number 5 the fifth time these guys see each other. But 3 and 4 have always been, I guess, open. And there's a real possibility Alabama doesn't make. It's not a great one. But if Georgia is who you say they are, who says Georgia doesn't take them out? Finally gets over the hump.
I think Georgia does get over the hump. I think Jake Fromm is going to be really good in the postseason.
And if they do, I think partly because of the way they lost, Alabama getting their ass kicked, the way they have that level of invincibility has gone away for even just the pundits. So maybe it won't just be, well, even if Alabama loses the game they're in. Well,
I think Jake Fromm is going to make a push for being the number 1 overall pick.
I wonder if he would fit the profile. I just wonder if people would say, are we going to pick a guy who depends so heavily on the running game now? I don't know, because I think Georgia's still going to be Georgia. They're going to run the ball all the time. And Jake Fromm's a good player, but I wonder if people think he's more a Troy Aikman type on that team than he is an elite player.
A lot of people would say, I don't mind having a Troy Aikman type.
Yeah, and I would say that in the mid-90s. I don't know if people would want a Troy Aikman type now. Because if you go look at Troy Aikman's numbers, they're kind of meh for the level of respect he has. But he won, so I get it.
Can we, real quickly before we end this segment, one more ridiculous college story? Ohio State is seeking to trademark a word. Can you guess that word, John?
The? Is it the?
It is.
The?
They're trying to trademark the.
Wow.
They're seeking a trademark on the word, quote, the, unquote, for use on clothing and hats.
So how do you determine what's the and what's the? What do you mean they're trademarking the?
So the Ohio State. So I guess you can't put the Miami. Like you can't put that in front of your school.
When those players do that on the Sunday night broadcast.
That, you can do that on the broadcast, but on clothing.
Just the example. When someone goes, I went to the University of Michigan. You wouldn't be allowed to put that on a shirt.
On clothing, yeah.
Huh.
Huh.
The West Texas A&M.
I don't think anyone has ever said that. Not seriously.
Yeah, they passed. So they ran Georgia last year, 567. They ran, they had 900 plays, and they threw the ball 356 times.
And that's including
that's Fromm basically
and
third down.
Fromm's and Fields. It was in all. That's
well,
all
Fields only threw 40 passes.
Okay, only threw 40. Yeah. Okay. So mostly Fromm, clearly, but so it was one out of every three plays they threw the football?
Yeah, pretty much.
So I don't think that's enough to win out. Well, I don't know if that's enough.
Well, I don't know about winning a Heisman. I'm talking about
but even
being
going
a
number
prototypical
one.
NFL quarterback.
It would be surprising because Jake Fromm, as well as he's played on occasion, has been asked to strict flat out win a game.
67. No, but he will be in the postseason playing against good teams. He's going to have to play well. He was a 67% guy, 30 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Of course, when you run the ball as much as you know, you're going to put up some.
And you're playing off of play action. Now, they do have a new offensive coordinator who was more of a spread guy. So I wonder how much throwing he will do because the new OC is not Jim Chaney, I think, is at Tennessee now. So they're going to. So that guy likes to get in the shotgun a little bit more. James Coley, former Florida State OC, didn't call plays with Jimbo, but former Miami OC as well, called plays there, who likes to kind of run some spread stuff. But I don't know if Georgia is going to be like, yeah, we're going to go away from what we love, what we know is works. So we'll see.
Right. Well, Swift is going to get fed. There's no question. 845 ESPN 975 713-780 3776.
Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776.
I like this new trend real quickly. All right, David, we'll get you. But as celebrities, you know, as you upload more stuff and you get hacked and all that stuff, or you accidentally post a picture that shows something, I like celebrities taking it into their own hands and just posting their own stuff out there and just devaluing those pictures. So if you haven't heard, Whitney Cummings, who's a comedian, she was recently on Joe Rogan's podcast. Sure enough, guess who shot to number one? Like her special everything, Whitney Cummings. She posted a picture on Instagram on her story, and it accidentally showed her nipple. I guess she was in a bath or something, and it showed, like, she didn't see it. She just took a selfie or whatever, and it posted. As soon as it posted, she realized, like, oh my God, I just posted a picture that's showcasing my stuff. And people screenshotted it. And now what people are doing, what they were trying to do was they're going to Whitney and going, hey, if you don't give us money, we're going to release this picture.
People are scummy.
So she said, all right, if that's what you're going to do, I have a screenshot as well. So guess what I'm doing? I'm just going to put it out there for people. So now you have no value over this. Well, there you go.
And who cares? It's a nip. Who cares?
By the way, congratulations to all the parents. First day of school. That's why I caught myself. I was like, ooh, I shouldn't say that word now.
It's the first day of school?
Yeah,
it is.
It is. For, I believe, 3 major ISDs. I saw a kid waiting for a bus when I left my house at 6:05.
Freaking
and I was
August
like, why are you waiting? Why are you waiting for a bus right now? It's 6:05.
What the hell is
he going
wrong
to school
with
on August 14th?
Nerd.
Why are you going to school? Do you know how much electricity costs?
It's like you took away 2 weeks of those kids' summer.
What the hell?
Still making
the
up
worst.
For
it. School's the worst.
It really is.
Don't go to school, kids.
School's great, kids.
It's not worth it. You're in debt unless mommy and daddy have a lot of
look
money.
Look at these dead-end jobs we got. God.
Well, yeah.
Right?
And it's some of us went to school and had to deal with, you know, debt. And others didn't, but yeah, school is worthless.
And look at Rich Paul. He didn't go to school, and look where he is.
Yeah, he just happened to be friends with one of the more dominant players in
like
NBA history.
Kids, start going to AAU
Sam
tournaments.
Walton, he didn't go to college.
Yeah, kids, if you know better, stop spending your time in school. Start hustling, and if you didn't grow up with a really good basketball player as a friend, go make one.
Yeah,
become friends with one. Go to an AAU tournament, find out who the top 3 prospects are, become their friends.
Yeah, make it seem like it's a natural thing.
Yeah.
You got to be a bit of an actor. And then you know what? 10 years or maybe even less, maybe 5 to 7 years, you're an agent.
Yeah, and you'll be the third credit on more than an athlete. or the barbershop.
And maybe having a walk on role in Space Jam 4.
Maybe.
Oh, my God. Speaking of students, this is the... Stop it, Dez. Students signed petition to ban oppressive white stick figure in walk signals. You know that the walk figure?
How is it oppressive?
It's oppressive.
Do they give a reason?
Yeah. Don't tell me when I can walk.
Campus Reform's latest video, campus correspondent Ethan Kai asked students at George Washington University if they'd be willing to sign a petition calling for banning the iconic white stick figure in walk signals because they are oppressive. Most of the students are happy to join the inclusive effort.
I feel like that dude decides to troll. And they, yeah, that and those has people, to be a troll. And those kids are like, we'll sign anything. We don't care.
Yeah.
That kid sounds pretty funny. Right. Yeah, that sounds like, oh, that's like one of us.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
That's idiotic. David is here. What do you say, David?
Hey, I was just wanting to comment on what you were talking about with Alabama. Last year, they played their worst two games, the last two games of the season. They actually should have gotten beat by Oklahoma, if you want to know the truth. They played like trash.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, after the first quarter plus, Oklahoma probably played better than them, but it was like 28-0 or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then you said LSU and Auburn are his biggest threats. We gave LSU a goose egg at their home court. And they're playing at Alabama this year, and they're going to be a threat.
But you don't know who, you don't know how much love one of our guys has for Joe Burrow.
Yeah. Hey, you haven't faced Joe Burrow this year. You don't know what he's all about.
I mean, they faced him last year.
Yeah, but
that was last year.
But that was last year. And now it's a wide open spread offense.
And you think that benefits Joe Burrow?
Yes.
Why?
Because Joe Burrow running the show now. Instead of worrying about pitching the ball and running up the middle, if you got a Joe Burrow, guess what?
You're probably going to lose.
National champions.
You have a Joe Burrow. That's what yeah. you do.
You'll find out what it's all about on September 7th.
I'm so confused.
I'm worried about LSU's defense. Absolutely. LSU's defense is nasty.
Grant Delpit. What?
Yeah. Well, I'm scared about that.
You know how big of a fan...
Joe Burrow?
You know how big of a fan John is of Joe Burrow? Grant, there was a... On ESPN.com,
number nine.
If ESPN.com was running a feature about, I guess,
best players in college football.
Yeah.
John saw LSU number nine, said, look, that's Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow. I was like, John, John, that kid has like three wristbands on each arm. And I was like, that kid's wearing a visor. That's not Joe Burrow. That's Grant Delpit.
Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow wears a visor. I was like, what?
Yep.
That's one of the best defensive players in the country.
Yep.
And you can just tell because he had 19 wristbands.
Yeah, you know that guy is a defensive back.
Joe Burrow's all about the culture.
And if you don't know, LSU, they have two number nines. One's Joe Burrow, one's Grant Delpit.
Honestly, if a team has Joe Burrow, you know what that means?
They've got Joe Burrow.
That means you haven't focused on recruiting.
That's exactly what it means.
Yeah.
If you have Joe Burrow on your roster, it means...
You got Miles Brennan, too, who's like 40 pounds.
You're a poor evaluator of quarterbacks, and you had to go find a guy.
Yeah. That's like if you have a Case McCoy on your roster, you're like, man, we really gave up on recruiting quarterbacks.
Man, we really sold our soul to the McCoy family.
We really missed on quarterbacks here. When Case McCoy's your hero, it's like, ooh, damn.
Case McCoy's playing in the Red River rivalry.
Yeah. Having big moments, too.
And having moments, man.
Yeah. We're like, man, we really
screwed it up. Yeah.
We should have focused on quarterback.
That's the problem. They did. They're always getting the best one in Texas. The just alleged best one in Texas.
Joe Burrow doesn't get any better. Why would you need another quarterback?
Well, I saw him play in a lot of games.
Yeah,
and a lot of times the other quarterback was better.
See him against Central Florida. What?
He was really good.
Dominated.
He was really good. I saw him against.
Oh
Alabama,
yeah, and Central Florida until then was the national champ.
No, well, they had last year's national,
and they were still undefeated.
That's true, but they were playing a backup quarterback, so you can't really take much.
Doesn't matter.
You can't look into that very much, right, John?
Joe Burrow.
When Joe Burrow is done playing at LSU, will you be signing the petition to get him a statue built?
I don't think we're going to need this petition.
No, John's going to go
kidding?
To his, John's going to go find...
It'll be immediate. You don't have to wait the 5-year grace period.
John's going to go find Joe Burrow at whichever flag football league he's in and follow his career
there. Did you see the first Joe Burrow got cut by the Patriots?
I saw that.
Yeah.
Danny Etling
got cut.
Yeah. Danny Etling.
Playing wide receiver.
Receiver, quarterback.
Yeah.
Now cut. Well, apparently Jarrett Stidham's having a good camp, so they're like, you beat it, Danny Etling.
Good. All right, when we come back, we restart the whole show. A brand new show featuring the same three guys.
Just with different imaging.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the same stuff. Well, are we going to start this?
Actually,
the next show talk about Mia Khalifa too?
Oh, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's just re-rack the whole thing. We're going to re-rack the last 2 hours.